Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fourth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Billy Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hepler. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bill Hepler. And now, play ball. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. Jackson moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresciud juggles the ball. That's an error on Bresciud. Wynn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresciud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bresciud fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. One out. Bill Hepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hepler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hepler fires to first and has Wynn trapped. There's the throw to McMillan, who tags Wynn for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a line drive to center field. Wynn throws towards the plate. Brand fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brand. Cranepool scores. McMillan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. One out. Bill Hepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hepler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hepler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 3 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hepler fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuellar moves to second. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to third. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bill Hepler. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 3 in the game. Bresut bunts towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Mantilla covering, for the out. Hiller moves to second. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda is walked intentionally. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Jim Owens now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Murphy scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luplow is walked intentionally. McMillan moves to second. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Jim Owens. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.